working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. 75 degrees at, I forgot where I was, that Guyman? No, it's Goodwill. I'm not even close to Guyman. Goodwill up in the panhandle of Oklahoma is 75. Everywhere else, it's pretty warm. Granfield, you're the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma. 91 degrees, 89 at Eric, 85 at Arnett, 87 at Sealing. The May Ranch, you're 85, 90 at Lahoma, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 84 at Lipscomb, 83 at Miami, 83 at McLean, 88 at Wellington, 89 at Odell. Man, there's no cloud hung up there along the state line yesterday for a long time. Some guys got some really good rain showers out of there. Congratulations. Unless my Doppler deal here, the digital daily accumulation, is way off, and I really don't think it is. Around between Wheeler and Allison and Radon, somewhere between two, there were some areas got between 2 and 4 inches of rain. Because I noticed one of my friends on Facebook posted last night, lives near Radon, got 3.5 inches. So Sweetwater, looks like you guys got a good rain. Somebody says, but this kind of doesn't show it totally. 2 inches at Cheyenne and up north of Cheyenne, up there headed towards Roe, inch and a half. And then up there at Arnett, between Higgins and Shattuck and Arnett and south of Fargo, they got anywhere from 2 or 3 tenths up to a couple inches there also. What is that pink sign there? Let me see. 1.375 inches, actually. So, anyway, there's a, pay attention, there's another one, line that's already developed out in the western panhandle of Texas and parts of Oklahoma, and it looks like it's heading this way, but it's taking more northwesterly tracks instead of heading straight west, so good deal. Man, I met a long-lost cousin last night, I think. We don't know if we're, he sounded like he was more German than Scottish. Like the Clarks on my end, we're kind of peasants. He must have come from royalty. I don't know. But met him last night. Barry Clark lives down there. Mangum works out there around Reed and stuff. And no, neither one of us are kin to Mike Clark. I know that's everybody always asks, you kin to Mike Clark? No, I might be kin to Craig, but not Mike. No, we're not kin to Mike Clark. I'm from the Wall family around Granite and Willow. So that's where that's on my mother's side. My dad's side, we're not kin. So anyway, it was interesting talking to him. He's a ex-Marine, 12 years in the Marines. And then he spent, might have this number wrong, 20 or 21 years in the forestry service on the firefighting side. So he's had a pretty good run. He's originally from Minnesota, I think, Minnesota. And his wife's from California. She has a shop over there in Sayre. So, welcome to Western Oklahoma. I don't know how they ended up here, but they're here. So, interesting talking to him. And he said, I listen to your show every day. Well, here we go. I talked about you today. So, Cousin Barry, welcome to Western Oklahoma. what else got going on? Probably have Brandon on here in just a little bit, unless he's busy. We'll find out here shortly. So let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the U.S. winter wheat harvest rolls on. 19% of the U.S. winter crop was collected as of Sunday, up from 10% a week earlier. The Department of Ag said in a report that's still behind the prior year five-year average of 28%. And I mean, it's getting on around here. There's a lot of guys getting close to being done around here. And like I said, on my road trip to Kansas City, that's right up there by the Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas line up there. They're rolling, combines are rolling from there down to here. So it's getting it on. Growers in Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat varieties, 20% of the crop was in the bin versus just 3% a week earlier, but still well behind the average of 31% for this time of the year. About 49% of the winter wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That's down from 52% the week prior. Soybean futures were modestly lower overnight as planting nears an end and crop ratings remain unchanged week to week. 96% of the U.S. soybeans were planted at the start of the week. 90% has emerged. 8% of the crop was blooming. Some 66% were in good or excellent condition, on par with previous week ratings. 68% of the U.S. corn crop earned top ratings, and I know they got some top ratings going on around here, especially here in western Oklahoma. I've never seen, not to say I'm an expert on it, but the dryland corn here, especially in Washtenaw County and parts of Beckham County, looks really outstanding. So good job, guys. Let's see, 4% was silking. Up from average of 3% this time of the year. 97% had emerged as of Sunday. Wheat futures for September delivery overnight dropped about 6.5 pennies to 563 a bushel overnight. While Kansas, that was in Chicago, Kansas City futures plunged 8.5 cents to 556.5 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery fell 0.25 penny to 433.5 a bushel. And soybean futures for November delivery lost 3.75 to 10.43 a bushel. Soy meal was up $2 to $2.98.70 a short ton, and soy oil fell 1.04 cents, a little over a penny, to 52.71 cents a pound. Egg production in the United States for May dropped 6%, according to the USDA. Egg output in May dropped year over year, along with a number of total layers in the U.S. According to the report from the Ag Department, production fell to 8.59 billion, not million, but billion eggs last month. That's down 6%. About 7.3 billion were table eggs and 1.29 billion were hatching eggs. Of the hatching eggs, 1.18 million were broiler types, and 108 million were egg types. The number of egg layers in the U.S. on June the 1st totaled 350 million. That's down 6% from the same time last year. Think about that, 350 million layers. That's a lot of eggs. Some 285 million layers produced table or market eggs, 60.3 million laid broiler type hatching eggs, and 4.13 million produced egg type hatching eggs. The rate of production averaged 79 eggs per 100 layers, slight decrease from the beginning of June of last year. Hatching in May included 60.9 million egg type chicks, an 8% increase from the same month last year. Eggs accumulators jumped 11% to 59.6 million eggs in accumulating in the accumulator. About 876 million broiler type chicks hatched last month. That's up 1%, so not too bad. What's going on in our weather in our farm belt? Nothing but heat. That's all I can tell you. Lots of heat, and it's quite a change looking up there towards Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Iowa. They're way hotter than we are, which is okay. I can take that. It's still pretty warm around here. So, all right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Or I didn't remember. County, my county crew was out on my road today trimming some trees. And foreman of that bunch, he's something else. He was smart at something, Mom. I don't know what he was. I told him he didn't know how to blade a road, so he was he wasn't happy with me. But the other guys on the crew thought it was funny. So But now they're down there trimming some trees. We had some, it's Sherwood Forest down there at the end of the road where I live. So they were down there trimming some trees, getting ready to do some road repairs. And anyway, want to tell all my county commissioners and county workers that still are part of the Quail Forever experiment, keeping the roadside mowing down to minimum until July for the quail. I mean, I know you guys got to mow on the black tops and where safety's a hazard because we got so many stupid deer around here. But they appreciate what you guys are doing, and I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head. I think I remember pretty close in Greer County. There was, if they do not do the roadside mowing on 75% of the roads, and when I say roadside, for you guys to understand, the road is the roadside closest to the road, not to the fence line. So there's two mowing paths, the roadside and the fence line, and it was like 900 and something acres of in Greer County alone, if you don't do the roadside mowing on 75% of the roads, that's a lot of quail habitat, guys. And there's a lot of babies out there. And so just appreciate it. It makes a difference, I swear. Because usually we're in a drought or a mini drought or something, and the pastures are grazed pretty low and there's no habitat. But they like the fence line because it protects them from the hawk. So appreciate all the counties doing that, and all the county taxpayers appreciate you guys not doing it because you're saving them a lot of money and the fuel on in the mowing and the repairs and cutting all the hay wrap from around the mower blade and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, the OCA break today. That's their happy hour all day. I want you guys to be thinking about the best hamburger in Oklahoma. OCA came out with a deal yesterday, and I want to tell you what the voting is, where the best hamburger in Oklahoma is and in Texas. So you guys be thinking about that. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And we'll have that coming up after our conversation with Brandon, if I get a hold of him. So 580-225-9697 is the hay hotline. If you got hay for sale, send in a deal, how much, what kind of hay. Has it been tested or not tested? Can you load? How much per ton or per bale? I won't advertise it unless you got a price for me. So we'll have Hay Day Tuesdays coming up here in about 30 minutes. So let's take an OCA break and be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oilfield drivers want two things. All the hours you can legally get, but with set schedules so you can make plans outside of work. Canyon will give you both. All the hours you can legally handle, but set shifts. You'll be home 90% of the time if you want. If you don't mind traveling, you'll get per diem, and you'll stay in nice hotels. Canyon Oilfield Services doesn't have downtime because they've got 4 yards in Oklahoma and can rotate drivers through those locations. They've got lots of stability and lots of work for you. Besides offering oil field pay, Canyon pays 100% of employee health insurance. They also have a 401k plan with company match, up to 3 weeks paid vacation, and they give safety bonuses. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring drivers right now. They're also hiring lead mechanics. Apply online at canyonoilfield.com, then click on careers. It's the best of both worlds. Lots of dependable hours to work, but with set schedules. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
For durable, tough, built to perform, the new 2025 Ford F-150 is the truck you've been waiting for, and it's waiting for you at Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford. Don't miss special offers, unbeatable pricing, and experience you won't forget. Our Ford experts from sales to service are here to help, and financing is fast and easy. Drive home in power, style, and confidence from Cummins Ford Lincoln. Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford, just off I-40, or online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Brandon must be busy. I didn't get him. Maybe he'll call me back. We'll see. I got plenty to talk about today. Childress, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 88 degrees. Heat index is 92. Humidity is 51. Dew point 68. The winds are out of south at 13 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24. 2.68 inches of rain so far in the month of June. 82 is the 8-inch soil temperature out there. Now I'm getting Snapchats during the show. Mr. Jake Dameron and Annie. Looks like they're on the combine. I don't know. It's hard to watch here. Let me see if they're on the combine here real quick. They're on something. Yeah, it looks like they're on the combine. And Annie's mouthing off about something. I don't have the sound turned up on my phone in the studio. So good luck out there. Annie, you're growing up to be a pretty young lady, even if you are in overalls right now. That's the Dameron way, right? All right. Let's see what's happening. Let's check out our markets real quick. Reboot, refresh. All right. Let's see what. Come on. There we go. All right, man, just looks all kinds of red on the board today. July corn, 418 down one. September, 414 down 3.5. July soybeans, 1049 down 9.25. August, 1053 down 8.75. Soybean meal, July, 281.20 down 120. August, 285.30 down 160. Soybean oil, July, 51.91, down 133. Hard red winter wheat, nothing but good going on there. Of course, it's harvest. July, 536, down 13.25. September, 551, down 13.5. Oil out of West Texas, August, 64.49, down 402. Wow. Natural gas, July, 355 down 14, but on the flip side, the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all trading in the green as of right now. Live cattle, August 209.37, unchanged. October 206.82, down 27. Feeders for August, 302.05, down 75. September, 302.50, down 12. October is up 10 cents at 395. Lean hogs are in the red for the first time in quite a while. Actually, July is 112.62 down 82, and August is 111.47 down 157. There you have it. All right. Machine Repeat. He's out about today. He's one of my favorite guys to look at machinery, what's going on, what's going on. So here's the title. Versatile skid steers use tractors or hotter than fish grease. Greg Peterson hit the road last week. He shares a Gold Key certified John Deere tractor and a vintage International Harvester tractor that made his pick of the week. What goes well alongside sweltering summer Midwest heat and humidity? Well, if you answered used farm equipment auctions, you're on the save. Wayne Lee is our used equipment obsessed friend, Machine Repeat. He hit the road last week, capturing all the sweet, sweet iron moving at auction. All jokes aside, the extreme heat and humidity that hit the upper Midwest this weekend can indeed be a bad omen for farm auction results. Pete says, good thing there's plenty of online auctions this summer so you can avoid the sweaty, sunburned crowds while still getting down on the bidding action. Here's a quick sample of what Pete says stood out from the past 7 days of red-hot farm equipment auction sales. This in here was a John Deere 2024 John Deere 335P tier skid steer with 275 hours on it, sold for a whopping $94,000. Pete says that's plenty good deal considering the only comparable model listed for sale at machinerypete.com right now is a 2025 335P tier. The bad boy starts at $159,000. Gee, Merry Christmas. 2009 John Deere 325 skid steer with only 124 hours on it sold for $36,000 at the Harry and Lola Blackburn Farm Estate Sale in Iowa. On the tractor front, on Tuesday of last week, the folks at DPA Auctions moved a pair of late model John Deere tractors that originated from farms in South Dakota. In that sale, two 2024 John Deere 8R 280 front wheel assist tractors, one with just under 1,200 hours and another with 1,451 hours on it, sold for $315,000 and $296,000 respectively. Those were both above the average auction price this year, which is just a little over $282,000 for the same tractor. And interestingly, that's up from last year's average, which was just about $258,000. At the Blackburn Estate Auction in Iowa, a Gold Key certified 2009 John Deere 7230 premium two-wheel drive tractor with only 1,076 hours on it sold for a whopping $94,500. At the Al Braun Farm Auction sale in Mapleton, Iowa, a vintage 1968 International Harvester 756 German diesel tractor set a new all-time record of $29,000. The previous high for that model was $21,000. Yikes. He said the auction you want to watch this week, and doesn't say when it is, but it is the Sullivan Auctioneers and Big Iron Auctions is having a no-reserve dealer inventory reduction online auction for Sinclair Tractor featuring a huge collection of machines from the dealer's Iowa stores. Check out the video at Dan Sullivan. So, Sullivan Auctioneers, if you're looking for something, if they're having a liquidation on some still might be a good deal in there. I don't know. There wasn't much a good deal in there. $96,000 for a skid loader, $156,000 for a brand new one. Whew. Get her done. All right, let's go ahead and take another OCA break. Get ready. Coming up about 15, 20 minutes, we'll have Hay Day Tuesday. If you got hay for sale or you're looking for hay, let me know. 580-225-9697. Also, if you want to, send me a text I don't care if you're in Texas or Oklahoma, on where you think the best hamburger, best cheeseburger, either one, is in Oklahoma or Texas. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Big old town, metropolitan area of Slapout. 85 degrees, feels like 89. Heat risk low, dew point 68. Humidity's 56. The winds are out of south-southwest. 12 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 19. 0.01 inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 86. Sunset at 9:03 tonight. 91. Partly sunny today. Tonight 71 and clear. And mañana 93 degrees. South winds 15 to 18 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 25 tomorrow. Doesn't look like the wind's going to let off here for a few days yet. Just yesterday afternoon while that front was hanging up there in Roger Mills County, the wind died down just a little bit. But here we are. It's back at it again today. Okay, let's see here. According to this deal that OCA put out on their website yesterday, or in that email they got, the Oklahoma Tucker's Onion Burgers. That's in, there's five or six of those in Oklahoma City, Edmond, somewhere down there in Norman. The Oklahoma's humble onion burger has been around since the Great Depression, but Tucker's helped put it on the map. Despite the restaurant only being around since 2011, the small 50th-style chain makes sure to keep with times and often offer impossible meat and poultry patties. But the beef and onion combo is what Okies pull up to the drive-thru for. The double onion burger with cheese on it is the way to go. You can add your toppings if you want, but it's decidedly perfect as it is. And that's what I want. So down here in Texas, or around there in Texas, or over there in Texas, where is it at? Herd's Hamburgers of sleepy Jacksboro, Texas, might be the best, Texas's best kept secret after lawnmower races, of course. It's been in the same family since 1916, so it had plenty of time to cement itself as a local linchpin. Guests can scribble on the wall while they wait for their burger, etching their mark on history. Quarter-pound patties are lightly smashed and cooked with the bun resting on top, then topped with cheese, mustard, lettuce, onions, and pickles. Sounds pretty good. My favorite burger I've ever had, that's not going on with what's the burgers right now. My favorite burger was about, what was it, 7 years ago? Before the fire, or it was way before the fire, but the best onion burger I ever had was that one down there at Mangum on the corner. I don't even remember the name of it. My brain's always dead during the show. Memory is very short during the show, or not non-existent, actually. That was my favorite onion burger ever they made for me down there. I think me and my nephew, BJ, we went in there. We was working at the land west of Willow, and we went down there and ate, and they fry it right in front of you, or cook it right in front of you, and it was really good. What was the name of that? Is that the Mangum? Oh, my gosh. Oh, hate it when I lose dips. So let's check out the hotline, see which one. My own house in Woodward County, all right. Southbound, of course. Let's see here. Oh, got a couple more there. I don't know. All right. So, that was my favorite burger of all time. I'm not saying that's existing today. There's some good places around Western Oklahoma cook some really good burgers, but that one just stands out that in my brain that I had about 7 years ago down there at Mangum. All right, let's see here. What time is it? We got to do this. Hay values. Let's look at some hay values. According to the USDA hay markets report that they put out every week, I understand that this is only from people that report their sold hay to the USDA. So this kind of just gives you an idea. It'll vary from one county to the next, or one landowner to the next. Depends on how proud you are of your hay and that other deal. Let's see here. Let's check out some alfalfa hay prices reported from some selected states. In Oklahoma, premium alfalfa, $160 to $200 delivered. Good alfalfa, $150 to $165 per ton. And fair, $130 to $135 a ton. In New Mexico, our neighbor to the west, or touches us up there, $200 to $400 is all they said. Fair is $110 to $165. Missouri, $175 to $300 for premium, $150 to $175 per ton for good, and nothing available on the fair. And who else we got going on here? Kansas, $150 to $220 for premium, 90 to 200, that 200 being delivered on good, 70 to 120, 120 being delivered for fair, and south of us and west of us here in the Texas Panhandle and main body of Texas, 250 to 310, both of those delivered, 230 to 250 delivered for good. And what do we got? 230 delivered on some fair, and that's what they get. Grass hay prices reported to the USDA from selected states. Kansas, 160 to 180 per ton for a premium, 65 to 200 delivered on good, 60 to 75 on some fair grass hay. Missouri, 200 to 250 on premium, 125 on good, 80 on fair. Texas, nothing available on premium, but they got some that was delivered on good, 200 to 225. Both of those were delivered. Anywhere else we need to be looking at? I don't see nothing else happening there. And that's about it on that. Okay, that's just overall some deal on there. Grocery shopping trends show more frequent trips and shifting meat preferences, according to this report I seen in the beef email this morning. Consumers shop more often but buy fewer items per trip, with meat prices rising unevenly. Beef sales surged despite higher costs driven by changing household behaviors and tariff pauses. I don't think anybody in the households are really worried about the tariffs, but whatever. The flurry of grocery shop trips resulted in new records year to date. Consumers have shopped for groceries an average of 62 times per household, up 4.3% from the same weeks in 2024. Consumers continue to purchase fewer items per trip, down 2.3%. In some categories, such as meat, volume increased faster than units, indicating a shift to larger pack sizes. This is mostly driven by higher income households. So that means they're buying these a lot more meat when they go to the grocery store. Let me give you guys a beef tip of the week. You want to hear it? Because you've heard it from me before. If you get a chance, and you can, you got room in your freezer, buy you a quarter or half or a whole beef from one of our local producers anywhere in Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. We raise some of the best beef in the country, so if you get a chance. Now, that half of beef I delivered up to that friend of mine at south of Kansas City there on the Kansas side, and he had, just give you an idea how much room it takes for a half of beef. He had an upright freezer, completely empty. He had just bought it, and we got all the beef in there, and there was room, a little bit of room left out. He probably could have got 3/4 of a beef in there, but that half was just right, and take some of the weight off the door would have probably worked out pretty good. But in May of 2025, the 5 weeks ending 6/1/2025, the price per unit across foods and beverages stood around $4.38. This reflects an increase of 2.7% from last year, May. Eggs continue to have a substantial impact on the overall fresh perimeter and total sales store price points. On per unit basis, eggs averaged $6.33, which was down from $7.12 in April, but reflected an increase of 46.7% compared to May of last year. So I guess eggs were right around $3.50 last year per dozen. And then we got total meat prices across fixed and random weight packages reached $4.89 in May, which is up 4% from last year. The increase in the average price per pound was primarily driven by fresh meat in May, which experienced a 5.3% uptick. Last but not least here, the average price per pound of the category level, with a mix of ups and downs in comparison to May of 2024. Pork, exotic meat, poultry, which includes bison and quail, and smoked ham experienced deflation. In contrast, prices for beef and chicken continue to rise. Let's see here. What else is good here? Oh, one more thing here. It said meat department sales have been positive since the first quarter of 2024. Beef continues to astound in May. Despite the 6.8% increase in the average price, it's still number one in sales in the grocery store. The growth in beef pounds exceeded that of chicken and pork. Only lamb had a higher growth rate, though that's off a much smaller base. The pause on several tariffs helped ease consumers' concerns over prices and the availability of goods, yet consumers continue to spend cautiously. According to Circana, 69% of households expect tariffs to increase prices, while 28% expect little to no impact on prices. There you go. Let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. The originator, the inventor. If this beer could talk, it'd tell stories about that one time, that night, that one guy, that one gal. Writing a story 50 years long and 50 million friends wide. Because legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 16th. 750 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 535 brought 375. 10 at 658 brought 322. 12 at 741 brought 324. 139 at 868 brought 299. 68 at 902 brought 289. 54 at 921 brought 289.75. 3 head of heifers at 387 brought 400. 2 at 473 brought 360. 2 at 483 brought 365. 11 at 580 brought 346, 11 at 780 brought 288, 59 at 813 brought 281.75, 48 at 840 brought 270, butcher cows were 80 to 164, butcher bulls brought 162 to 208, bred cows were 1300 to 3425, pairs brought 2025 to 3425, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brennan Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Father Hollis down there, capital of Harmon County, 87 degrees, feels like 90. dew point 67. The humidity's 51. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 13 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.30 inches of rain. I thought they got some rain out there at Sweetwater. Or no, wrong town. My bad. 0.3 of an inch at Hollis. I was sitting there thinking Sweetwater. My brain is not functioning well. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:56. Mostly sunny and 96 today. Winds out of the south, 14. Mostly clear. South winds, southeast to south winds, 10 to 16, 73. Tomorrow, again, warm, 95 degrees. South winds, 9 to 15 miles an hour. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. All right, let's check out before we get into the Heyday Tuesdays. We got another one for some, all right, let's see here. Believe it or not, El Paco Loco in Clinton has a dang good burger for the money. A Mexican restaurant, but I think their burgers are mucho bueno. That's it. Hamburger Inn. That's what I was trying to think of a while ago. Mangum's Hamburger Inn was the best, and the second best was Slick's on Main Street. Two best onion burgers ever. Not local, but Sun Cattle Company in downtown Oklahoma City has an amazing onion burger. And somebody says to try the J&W Grill in Chickasha, America. There you have it. Hamburger Inn. That was the best burger I ever had. Ever. It was a long time ago. So that's the way it goes. All right, you guys ready for Heyday Tuesdays? Let's try this one off the text line here. It says, where'd it go? Oh, I got another page. I got to go back a page here. Rahe, located at Sayre, can load, can delivery, delivery will be extra, has been rained on, $45 a bale. Rahe and Sayre, $45 a bale, 580-383-6922. And thank you, sir, for your honesty and your hay being rained on. And then we got another one in on the text line during that last break. Let's see here. 3 inches at Mackey, northwest of Cheyenne. I know you guys are getting some rain up there. 2025 untested hay for $60 a bale in the field. No load and availability, 580-821-6129 or 821-6371. What kind of hay is it? You know, shoot me a text in before the show's ended. I didn't say what kind of hay it was. Untested hay, baled this year, $60 a bale in the field, no load and availability, 821-6129 or 821-6371. All right, you guys ready? We got some rye hay, $50 a bale, 799-2975. Got some true-to-cow hay, $70 to $85 a bale south of Sayre. 580-243-8676. Wheat rye hay in Lake Valley area, $60 a bale. 580-330-1770. Beardless wheat hay, 1,200-pound bales, $80 a bale. West of the highway school here, South Elk City. Can load, 405-694-8313. And then we got some alfalfa hay, $170 a ton. Good cow hay, says. And then we got some rye hay, $120 a ton. All this hay is, unless I say otherwise, all these are round bales of hay. And then we got some last year's sorghum cowpea mix hay, $120 a ton, and this will be in the Hicks Willow Arrow area, 580-393-1233. And what else we got here? Oh, we got some from down there around Hobart. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on. He wants $70 a bale for the wheat hay and $75 a bale for the grassy alfalfa. And then we got 180 bales of Truticow, $75 a bale. Did I give you his number? I didn't give you his number on the grassy alfalfa. I'm sorry. The 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, $75 a bale. Neither one of these groups of hay have been rained on. 580-550-0105. And that's around Hobart. And we got 180 bales of Truticow at $75 a bale. And then we got 56 bales of winter peas with 3.5 wraps on each one around Sweetwater. 580-799-9637. And what else we got? I think that's about it, maybe. Bear with me a second. I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I was thinking I missed somebody here. Okay, let me check the text line. Again, on that hay, 2025 untested hay. I don't know what kind it is, but it's $60 a bale. In the field, they don't have any way of loading it. 580-821-6129 or 821-6371. I think I got everybody. I'm double checking everybody right now. Make sure we're good. We're good. I got that one. Wheat rye. Doo-doo. We got that one. Oh, one more. 100 bales of wheat hay. Put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales. $80 a bale. Can load. 580-821-2838. Yes, I will have tomatoes this week. I'm going to have tomatoes running out my ears tomorrow. And speaking of that, we got... I wanted to go over something with you because I've never had worms in my tomatoes. I mean, I've had hornworms on the tomato plants and stuff like that, but it's just, it's kind of depressing, to be honest with you. One out of every three of my tomatoes, and the majority of my tomatoes are a half pound or better. So Haas sent me this email the other day, and I want to share this with you. Protect your garden from these four common June invaders. My invader was not on there, but the sun's out. Your garden is thriving, but so are the pests. June is a prime time for garden troublemakers. And if you've noticed chewed leaves, wilting vines, little bugs under the leaves, you're not alone. But don't worry, we got your back, according to Haas. Here are four common June pests and best products to stop them in their track. Aphids. These sap suckers multiply fast and spread disease. Stop them with fruit tree spray, plus take down garden spray, horticulture oil, neem oil, or bug buster. Oh, hornworms, large leaf-eating caterpillars that love tomatoes and peppers. I smashed two hornworms in my peanuts this morning when I was moving my water. They're out there even. I'm walking across an 80-acre field, and I spot two of these suckers. So I nailed them. They're smashed. You can stop those with Monteria BT, fruit tree spray plus, take down garden spray, horticulture oil, neem oil, or bug buster. Oh, flea beetles. They're tiny jumping beetles that leave shot hole damage on leaves. You can stop them also with fruit tree spray plus take down garden spray, neem oil, bug buster. Oh, cucumber beetles feed on leaves, flowers, and can spread bacterial wilt. Stop them with fruit tree spray plus. That's fruit tree spray plus. That's the title of it. The plus is at the end. Take down garden spray, neem oil, or bug buster. Oh, there you have it. And let's see here. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize to my listening group. I didn't mean to say I smashed those worms this morning. I rehomed them. Whatever. But I did. I did rehome them. You're right. So, yeah, just be on the lookout. And not only in your garden, out in your fields, if you got alfalfa growing, peanuts growing, corn growing, what else is there out there growing right now? Cotton. Man, just keep eye out for these insects. We've had a lot of rain and a lot of just with rain comes insects. Ticks. Oh, I see. Keep eye out on your ticks on your cattle. Driving to work this morning, I was on Merritt Road somewhere, and I seen a calf over there next to his mama, and he looked like his left ear was kind of drooping, and I bet $100 he had ticks in his ear. So keep out an eye on that. Check your water for your cows. Keep them fresh water. They do so much better on fresh water. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Sayre, in Elk City, America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5.